previous program was the WBAI Evening News, heard daily at 6 p.m. Stay tuned for Extinction Rebellion Radio coming up. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org online.
You're listening to Extinction Rebellion Radio on WBAI.
Welcome to the Rebellion.
This is Extinction Rebellion Radio with Elise Lane and Matthew Kearney. Extinction Rebellion is an international movement that uses nonviolent direct action to press for action on the climate emergency. You know, Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, is not the most popular man in America right now, and certainly shouldn't be. You know, we're recording this in early January 2021, not long after Senator Manchin announced he would not support the Build Back Better Act after President Biden said he would. Now, let's talk about the Build Back Better Act. That's hard to say. And then let's talk about Senator Manchin. Now, the Build Back Better Act is the legislation on which President Biden has pinned his first term. It's a huge piece of legislation, probably one of the biggest single bills ever to come before the United States Congress, right? Now, they're in this situation of cramming every issue into one monster bill because the Senate is split 50-50. Now, if you follow United States politics, you're probably well aware of this, but we do have some international listeners. So just to help those folks along, it usually takes 60 votes to pass a bill because of this rule called the filibuster, which allows 40 senators, 40, to stall a bill forever if they want. There are 100 senators total. 40 votes can stall it. So you need 60 votes to pass something. Well, the Democratic leadership found this procedure to get around that. The procedure is called budget reconciliation, and that allows a bill to pass on a simple majority. Now, if the vote is 50-50, then the vice president, that's Kamala Harris, gets to cast a vote breaking the tie. But they don't want to do, you know, budget reconciliation too many times. So they cram everything into one big bill instead of a lot of little bills, right? And that all works fine as long as every single non-Republican plus Vice President Harris goes for it. Of course, this is assuming every single Republican votes no. And so far, you know, that's exactly what has happened. If anyone says no, the whole thing fails. And that's the situation, the crazy non-Democratic situation that we're in. So this Democratic senator from West Virginia, Joe Manchin, can tank the entire thing. So can any other Democratic senator. But they all said yes and Manchin didn't. Wonder if he's really a Democrat. Now, one more important detail about the Senate that doesn't usually get mentioned, you know, there are not, in fact, 50 Democrats in the Senate. There are 48 Democrats. And one in one.
Climbing extinction. You're not going.